Intro. Hi, welcome. In this lesson you'll build a D-Bridge inspired roller groove in Ableton Live 12 designed for sub-heavy sound system pressure. This is an advanced, practical workflow that uses only Live 12 stock devices. I'll guide you through creating a tight, rolling drum and bass pocket at 174 BPM, with a mono sub that holds massive low end and a textured mid/top bass that gives motion and stereo interest. We'll also build a reusable bass rack and bus chain so your grooves translate on big PA systems. Lesson overview and goals. By the end of this lesson, you'll have a 16-bar roller groove at 174 BPM with a tight kick/snare pocket and off-grid percussion, a two-layer bass, a mono operator sub for club pressure, and a wavy/simpler layer for movement and harmonics, an audio effect rack split for low-frequency mono control and stereo top end, a bus processing chain for glue, saturation, and sidechain behavior that works on sound systems. Prerequisite: set your live set to 174 BPM. D-Bridge often sits between 170 and 176. 174 is a good place to start. Section A, drum skeleton and the roller feel. Start by creating a drum rack and load clean, well-sampled kick, snare, closed hat, open hat, and a couple of percussive one-shots such as congas or shakers. Program a basic 2-bar DNB pattern, kick on 1, snares on 2 and 4. You can shift the snare pattern slightly for more motion if you like. Open the groove pool and drag in a subtle 16th shuffle or groove. For a D-Bridge roller, choose a groove with small timing swing, roughly 15 to 25%. Apply this groove to your hi-hat and percussion clips only. Keep timing around 14 to 20 and turn quantize off so the kick and sub remain gridlocked. Next, add micro timing by nudging some hi-hats and ghost snares off-grid by 1 to 12 milliseconds. You can use clip nudge or move notes slightly in MIDI. Place some percussive hits slightly before the snare to create forward momentum. These tiny pushes and pulls are essential to the roller feel. Section B, kick and sub relationship. Create a MIDI track running operator for your mono sub layer, patch operator for a focused sub, oscillator 1 set to sine, octave down 2 or 3. Turn off the other oscillators. Set global polyphony to 1. Give the ab envelope minimal attack and a release in the 100 to 300 millisecond range, shorter for a clickier sub, longer for smoother pressure. Tune operator to the track's root note and monitor with spectrum, so the fundamental sits around 35 to 70 Hz depending on the key. Insert a utility after operator and set width to 0% so the sub is mono. Follow with EQ8 only if you need a tiny low shelf boost around 40 to 60 Hz. Keep any boost conservative, 1 to 2 dB at most. Sidechain the sub to the kick. Put a compressor or glue compressor on the sub track. Enable the sidechain input from the kick and set a starting point, threshold between negative 12 and negative 6 dB, ratio around 4 to 1. Attack between 0.5 and 2 milliseconds, release between 80 and 200 milliseconds. Use peak detection for a tight, musical duck that keeps the kick punch while maintaining continuous sub pressure. Section C, mid/top bass texture for roller movement. Create a second bass track using wavy/double or simpler for the textured top layer. Choose a saw or complex wavy/double and set a low pass filter around 800 to 1200 Hz with moderate resonance. Add a touch of drive to the filter for character. Give the instrument a medium attack and a small glide or portamento, 10 to 30 milliseconds, so notes slide slightly. Add motion with modulation. Use Live's LFO or an auto filter envelope to modulate the filter cutoff at a rate sync to 1/16 or 1/8. Keep modulation depth small, 10 to 25%, for subtle rolling movement. Alternatively, automate the wavy/double cutoff in the clip envelopes across an 8 to 16 step pattern for precise micro movement aligned with the drums. For stereo interest, run the mid/top layer through a small amount of chorus or a lightly filtered echo. Keep lower mids mono and widen only the high mids and highs. Section D, bass layering and bus processing. Group the operator sub and the wavy/double texture into a bass group. On the group, insert an EQ8 to notch out any 200 to 400 Hz buildup and carve space for the kick snap with a slight dip around 250 Hz. Add a saturator with a soft curve, drive of 2 to 4 dB, and trim the output. Use drum bus subtly for extra body and soft clipping, and a glue compressor to glue the two layers. Try threshold around negative 6 to negative 3 dB, ratio 2 to 1 to 4 to 1, attack 1 to 5 milliseconds and release on auto. Create an audio effect rack on the bass group with two chains for low frequency safety. Chain 1 is the low chain, an EQ configured to pass only below about 120 Hz, followed by utility with width at 0. Chain 2 is the top chain, high pass everything below 120 hc, so it carries stereo texture. Balance the two chains so the low chain provides centered sub, while the top chain adds movement and width. Section E, rolling percussion and micro rolls. Duplicate a percussive one shot in your drum rack and add beat repeat to the duplicate for micro rolls. Start with interval at 1/8 or 1/16 and grid between 1/32 and 1/64 depending on how dense you want the rolls. Set chants 30 to 50% and use a small offset so rolls sit just before snares. Use decay to taste. Automate beat repeat and clip envelopes for fills and snare rolls, so the effect only appears where you want it. Add a light ping-pong delay on the hi-hat bus at 1/16 with low feedback, and a bright filter, so you get stereo shimmer without mud. Section F. Roller groove micro editing and automation. Open clip envelopes on your mid-bass, and draw tiny pitch transpositions or pitch bends on selected 16th notes. These micro bends are a classic D-bridge trick that makes the mid-bass glide with the groove. Program expressive velocity differences between repeating notes to keep the groove alive. Randomize lightly on hats and perks, but leave kick and sub steady. Automate auto-filter cutoff on the mid/top. Bass chain across 8 to 16 bar sections to create opening and closing roller motion, making the arrangement breathe with the groove. Section G. Final bus and master considerations for sound system pressure on your drum group. Use drum bus for character and slight transient shaping. Emphasize the kick transient subtly. Add a glue compressor on the drum group for light compression, around 2 to 1. On the master, keep a spectrum analyzer visible to monitor fundamentals. Put a limiter last, but only to catch peaks. Don't overdo it. Use utility on the master when checking mono. Make sure sub energy is centered. If the combined sub gets too big, return to the bass group and trim down. Reference check by exporting a short loop and testing on headphones and a sub-capable system. Adjust sub-level, sidechain release, and EQ for the room you're targeting. Common mistakes to avoid: don't have stereo width in your sub-band. Always mono below your crossover, which is typically 80 to 140 hz. 120 hz is a safe default. Don't oversaturate the sub-layer. Add saturation to the mid/top bass instead, and keep any sub-harmonic enhancement subtle. Don't apply groove timing to your kick and sub clips. Keep them grid-locked so the pocket stays anchored. Watch the sidechain release. Too long and you lose sub-continuity, too short and ducking sounds unnatural. Start between 80 and 200 milliseconds and refine. Don't neglect transient shaping on the kick. Use drum bus or a transient designer so the kick punches through the sub. Keep the mid-bass narrow under 400 hz. High-pass stereo elements so the low region remains focused. Pro tips: always tune your operator sub to the track root. Small detunes kill system pressure. Use an envelope follower map to auto-filter to make mid-bass breathe with kick transients. Save this setup as a template. Grouped bass racks, drum rack, and groove pool settings so you can recall the blueprint quickly. Automate beat repeats, interval, and grid for evolving rollers across sections. Use redux or bit reduction sparingly on the mid/top bass for grit. Never on the pure sub. For extra punch, layer a short sine or transient layer under the kick at 60 to 100 hc with a very short decay. Mini practice exercise: build a 16 bar roller using this blueprint at 174 bpm, bars 1 to 4, set up kick/snare and a sustained operator sub on the root note, try G1 or A1. Side chain the sub to kick with a glue compressor and a 140 millisecond release, bars 5 to 8. Add a wavy-able mid/top bass playing a rolling 16th pattern. Sync an LFO to 1/16 and modulate the filter. Bars 9 to 12. Add beat repeat on a shaker with grid at 1/64 and toggle it on for the last bar of each 4-bar group. Bars 13 to 16. Automate the mid-bass auto-filter cutoff sweep and increase beat repeat chance for a more intense roller. Export the 16-bar loop and compare on headphones and a sub-capable speaker. Adjust sub-gain and sidechain release until the kick sits clean and the sub feels like constant pressure. Recap: this blueprint centers on three pillars: a mono operator sub tightly sidechained to a grid-locked kick for system rattling low end, a modulated mid/top layer for movement and stereo character, micro timing via groove pool and nudges, beat repeat for rolls, and an audio effect rack split that keeps the low end mono while letting the top breathe in stereo. Save your racks and grooves as a template and test on real systems. Iterate until the groove translates. That's how you get the true D-bridge style roller with sub-heavy sound system pressure. Closing: that's the full walkthrough. Follow the steps. Use the pro tips and practice the mini exercise to lock in the workflow. Save your custom bass group and groove pool presets so you can return to this blueprint as a fast template in Live 12. Good luck, and enjoy building the roller.